Heavenly Father, I humbly beseech you to see before you a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, and a sinner of your own redeeming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You all may be seated. What a glorious night. What a beautiful bride and groom. What a great occasion for us to be with you all, John and Emily. We know the two of you to be charming, gentle, warm, caring, and good friends to one another, to love one another, and to be all of those things to us, and to love us. And so we are grateful that you have invited us to gather around you this night as you offer yourselves to one another and to God and make this covenant together, that we can tell you and show you that we love you. And so, like Jesus in our gospel, in today's gospel lesson that you all chose about the washing of the feet, we approach this time, as the Scripture says, in love. Now, as I began to prepare for tonight, I invited the couple to answer a few questions for me, a questionnaire. In part, I wanted to get to know them better, in part to see them as they see one another and themselves in this new relationship. And that was very interesting. I asked them not to talk, I said, don't talk to one another. They promised me that they didn't. And the reason why they didn't is they immediately saw this questionnaire as a competition in which they could outdo one another. I tried to tell them, I said, John, Emily, there are no correct answers. It's okay. But evidently, ever since this really profound moment early on in their relationship over some kind of spontaneous putt-putt golf game, they have a relationship that is just filled with competition. In fact, it was all over the questionnaire. And John said these words to me. He said, you know, Emily is pretty competitive. And Emily said, I won. Now, one of the questions invited them to ponder and meditate, then to share with me something a little bit funny about yourself. You know, lighten the mood somewhat. And so Emily said this. She revealed that I've known you for a while, John, and I did not know this. She wrote, John slurps his coffee because he doesn't want his teeth to turn brown. And then she wrote, this is completely illogical. Now, what is fascinating is that John, too, mentioned this moment in their relationship. John wrote this. Emily is, how should I say this, extra expressive with her emotions. And so, for example, John wrote, when I slurp my coffee, rather than smiling and thinking I need to handle this delicately, her face looks extra horrified, like mine would perhaps if I stumbled upon her kicking a puppy. That's what he wrote. I mention this to all of you because, quite frankly, I think that's hilarious. I also offer it because it shows the intimate way in which you already know one another. You can read one another in the face of it. You are in sync and you are attentive to your beloved and your beloved's needs, except when drinking coffee, but other than that, you really are. As I look at you and I know you, I see that you are already writing a beautiful script out for your life. based on your answers and thoughts about one another, I can promise you that your life is going to be, Emily, spontaneous. And John, very planned. It will be spontaneously planned. Your marriage, John, it's good news. It's going to be organized. And Emily, it's going to be messy. It's going to be organized messiness is the way this is going to be. But your new life together will grow beyond what the two of you bring in it today. Because in your competitive hearts, the two of you will always outdo one another in loving. You will always outdo one another in loving one another and by selflessly giving of yourself to your spouse. We are told Jesus approached this hour, this foot washing hour, in love and as an act of love. Jesus loved his own, his friends. He loved them to the end. And so we know that he loves us. He loves us and his own to our end. In the gospel, Jesus says that he comes from God and that he's going to God, that he comes from God, he's going to God. And it's a beautiful image as we imagine your life together, both coming from God and going to God, now going to God together in love. We are to love and gently in this life as we pass one another from God to God to hold one another's hand and to hold tight. We are to so have love, so deeply love, have love that is so wide that our love itself incarnates service, that our love begets servanthood. That is the image of Jesus who loves and humbles himself before the other to wash his disciples' feet. That is the stunning image of how the two of you are entering this new life together, so loving one another that it itself begets this servanthood to one another. Jesus models for us this notion that our lives will always be full when they are filled with others that we can love and that we can serve. And the two of you are going to have full lives. Full lives. So it is that this blessedness comes when love, which loves so great it gives completely of itself to the other, when this love begets a life of service, and it is in this manner that your marriage is going to be blessed. It's in this manner that your life is going to find meaning in one another. It's in this manner that Christ himself will become incarnate in this covenant life that you make with one another. And so when life's years are past, you will look back and you will remember and you will see the days of meandering love and service to one another as they intersect the very heart of God. It is out of this life lived in love that you will find mutual joy. It is out of this that you will choose and discern when to expand your family. And it is how you will find light in the darkest hours of your life together. It is this love that has drawn you to this place and will enable you never to let go. It is this blessed love that enables you to look into the other's eyes, to reach out and touch the other and say, "Mine. Mine." So may you love one another and love the one that God has given you. May you love one another as friends, as if you have been together always. May you love one another and hold hold each other's hands to the very end. And may you outdo one another in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.